The magical phrase that makes all life easy and makes everyone feel wonderful and warm and fuzzy is release statements. Release statements take off all the pressure. Release statements release all the pressure. Release statements make everybody feel good, regardless of their choice or decision. Release statements are magical. Release statements are amazing. I use them all the time. So the first phrase I said was, Joe, I just finished listening to this, and I found it rather interesting. And here's the release statement. I don't know if you'll have any interest. And that release statement is said with an intention behind it. When I say the words, and I don't know if you'll have any interest, when I say those words, and I don't know if you'll have any interest, when I say those words, and I don't know if you'll have any interest, I'm throwing forth an intention of a frequency, a vibration. As I'm saying the words, and I don't know if you'll have any interest, my vibration is, this is the greatest club in the world, it's the greatest money-making opportunity in the world, but it's not for everyone, and it may not be for you. And whether or not you get in or not, I could care less because I'm doing this with or without you. That's my intention as I'm saying, and I'm not sure if this is right for you, or I'm not sure if you'll have any interest. I'm going to give you a bunch of different release statements, but in this case, you could say, and I'm not sure if you'll have any interest. The key is the intention behind the phrase. If you don't have the right vibration behind the phrase, it doesn't work. When you have the right vibration behind the phrase, it's amazing. It's the vibration, it's the energy. Some of you heard me tell the story of the Shaolin monk, Xian Ming. We were up in my suite having lunch, and I was with Dr. Tom and Dr. Ted. And Dr. Ted took off, so Dr. Tom and I were kind of flipping through, catching some ball game scores and things, chatting. And on the History Channel, there's a documentary. And one segment of the documentary was about Xian Ming, the monk in China. I said, hey, Tom, this is the monk. This is the guy who lived with me. This is my trainer. I got his number. I talk to him all the time. I'm going to be seeing him when I was in New York. Let's watch a little. And they had him there where they brought this test dummy in. And the test dummy was used in automobile crashes so it could monitor the impact of a crash or any type of blunt instrument sometimes used in murder cases, like they take a pipe and they hit the dummy and it shows the impact that a certain person could do and say, well, this person was, a certain amount of height and weight, and if they swung this at this range, they couldn't create enough impact to damage the skull, therefore it wasn't a murder weapon, and they have all this data. And so the monk was there, and they talked about Bruce Lee's one-inch punch. And they were saying how the one-inch punch is a myth. It doesn't really work. He's one inch, and then he just punches. It can't develop enough impact, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so the monk was there, and he said, no, he can actually cause serious damage with a one-inch punch. And they all said, it's fraud. So they had the woman there from the institute, PhDs with all the machines. And he threw the one-inch punch, and the woman was like, this is harder than a professional boxer with a full punch. This is so strong, this would break ribs, cause almost a virtual explosion of the heart, and on and on and on, death, internal bleeding, blah, blah, blah. And she couldn't believe it. This is like being in a car crash going 35 miles an hour straight and smashing into a brick wall. You could die with this punch. And she couldn't believe 1 inch he could generate that much power. Why? It's not the muscles, as he was explaining, it's the chi energy with the whole body muscles. Everything works together synergistically. Everything works together. The same thing when you're dealing with people. When you're using phrases, yes, certain words open people's minds. And certain words are powerful. But they are infinitely more powerful when they have the intention behind them. And if you have the right intention, even if you use all the wrong words, you still get the proper effect.